Leo, do you wear the surgical mask on flights?
No, you know what? I have a whole different approach. I refuse to get sick. I don't believe I'm going to get sick. I don't care about who I shake hands with or what room I'm in with people. I just refuse to acknowledge that there's a chance I could get sick. That's my approach to it. So, and it relatively works for the most part, so I can't complain.
So I was going to say, like, how has defiance worked for you up until this point in your life?
He gets sleep at night, unlike my co-hosts here.
Oh, my gosh. This guy has us.
Yeah, the only time I wear a mask is when... No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, this guy's painting us like we're out on the town partying till 3 a.m., rolling into the studio to do the show, and that's why we're sick. Like, it's kind of disrespectful, Leo.
Yeah, I hear you. The only time I wear a mask, it's not a SARS mask. It's a mask when I'm walking my dogs and it's too cold outside. That's it.
There you go. Well, you're too busy on flights trying to stuff your legs into all that foot room that's on airplanes now. By the way, I do love it when you tweet about your flight complaints, but that's a whole other segment. Well, let's get into this Raptors team, Leo. And we were talking last hour generally about the winter sports teams in Toronto and the identity, as you would describe applying an identity to the Raptors today, December the 3rd, 2019. This team has won 15 of 19 games. They have done the majority of that without Kyle Lowry in the lineup. They missed Serge Ibaka for almost as significant a period of time. They really haven't missed a beat. What is the Toronto Raptors identity as you see it?
That's a great question. You know what? It's this team, to me, is about as blue collar as you could get. You know, I thought, contrary to public opinion, I thought the Raptors were going to be a top three team this season without Kawhi Leonard. I had no doubt about that, and I made that point pretty clear. But they've exceeded my expectations as far as how quickly they could get there, how hard they play, and that's where the blue collar comes in, man. These guys play hard. Their defense is, you know, Raptors were pretty good last year on defense. Their defense is better this year. And there's a lot of new pieces in there, young pieces in there. I think they've won the city over. I mean, not just to say, I talk to people everywhere and they're going, wow, I just love watching this team. And so I think that would be it. I mean, as hard as they work and as much fun as they have playing, I think they're a joy to watch. I think people are really getting a kick out of it.
Do you think that one of the beautiful things about this team is that even the players that have the capacity to play with a little bit of finesse still don't solely rely on it and will still be diving on the floor for a ball per se? Because I think Pascal Siakam has the ability to play with a little bit of finesse. I see sometimes we see flashes of kind of cuteness in his game with like a Fred VanVleet, for example. But again, they're still going to go hard-nosed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think this team understands what championship is, right? There's championship pedigree now. That's what we're watching. And it's carried over to the new guys. And Nick Nurse made that point early in the year. Remember when everybody said there's no bench? Well, he was kind of sending a message that here's how you're going to play if you're going to play. And everything's been done for a reason, but the championship pedigree that's carried over from last year, to me, is amazing. This group really never had that trophy tour, right? From the minute they won and Kawhi's gone, everybody goes, they're done. They're toast. Some people say they're not even going to make the playoffs. That's pretty sobering right there. And plus, these guys are hungry. They want another one. So, they're the finesse stuff. They understand that you can have your fun and you can do your finesse things, but you grind. You want to win, you grind. They learned that last year, and it's carried over big time.
With Leo Routens, and tonight's Raptors Heat game is on Sportsnet 1 on the TV side with pregame coverage starting at 7 o'clock. It's also a game you can listen to right here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I threw this question at Ashley last week. I'll throw it at you right now, Leo. How many superstars, in your mind, does this Raptors team have today?
Well, today or potentially fairly soon.
Go with both.
Well, you look at right now, Pascal Siakam certainly put himself in rarefied air. I mean, what he's doing for this team at both ends of the floor is phenomenal, especially in that first-time role of being the go-to guy. And he's showing a maturity you don't see with a lot of young guys where, you know, we talk about it during the broadcast. He'll have, say, Orlando, a so-so, or even a really struggling game offensively, but he was a major factor in the game in every other aspect. So that's a maturity level that elite players can display. Fred VanVleet right now is not just a starting point guard. Okay, that's always the big conversation with him. You know, is he a starting point? He's beyond a starting point guard. He's one of the elite point guards in this league, and he is one of the premier point guards in the Eastern Conference. And now the Raptors have two with Kyle Lowry and him. And Fred allows guys to have a good half or a bad half or struggle here, struggle there. He lets you get through all that because of his level of play and consistency. And that's what a good point. Like, I always laugh when people say, hey, that guy over that team, he's a great point guard. He's an all-star, but his team can't even make the playoffs. All-star point guards lead your team. All-star point guards make your team take your team to a different level. Fred has done that. That's one of the premier reasons this team hasn't skipped a beat with El Kyle. So, I think you've got two guys right now that are already showing this whole league that they're in this, you know, rare area. And you got other guys that are coming up that I think you look at what an OG is doing, and a lot of people had great expectations last year. Obviously, for personal reasons and injuries and other things, it didn't happen. But he's starting to come into his own. And by the end of the season, who knows what we're going to have with him, what we're going to have with Boucher, what we're going to have with Terrence Davis. So as much as you like this group now, I think there may be a lot more to like when it's all said and done.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being extremely concerned, 10 being he's a lock to return, where are you with Fred getting something long-term done and remaining a Raptor?
Well, as I said, elite point guards are not easy to come by, and I don't think you let them go. I think you hang on to them, unless there's something spectacular you get in return. I can't see him not being a Raptor. I think he's shown what he's all about. You got to remember, this is a guy that his rookie year, right? A rookie, undrafted rookie, is without coaches telling him to do anything. Remember the bench mob from his rookie year? Yeah. He's running meetings. He's running video sessions because he doesn't like the way things are happening on the floor. I mean, how many rookies, elite number one picks or undrafted, have you ever heard do that? He's a special guy. He really is. And, I think a player like that, you don't let go.
Leo, I want to ask you about three-point shooting this team. Outside of Kyle Lowry, what makes this team so effective outside the arc?
Their defense. think about the points they're generating off of defense. They lead the NBA in fast break points. It's something that they really started last year. They get the ball up the floor quickly. And, I'm a firm believer, whether you make it or whether the other team makes or misses, you can still run. And the faster you get the ball down the floor, the better looks you get. So, one, they get down the floor quickly off of turnovers. So you're going to get a lot of great shots. Second thing is they're extremely unselfish, and they do a great job of getting the ball into the paint. And when you get the ball into the paint, and it doesn't have to be all the way to the rim, just get into the paint, people sink in. And then you start moving the basketball, and they do a great job of that. So I think one of the reasons they don't necessarily have a lot of great shooters, but they get a lot of great shots. And I think one of the problems in today's game is shoot the three. I don't care what kind of shot, just shoot the three. Well, the Raptors take good threes. And when you take good shots, you shoot good percentages.
Well, and it helps having someone with the vision and the hands of Marc Gasol, say, posting up in the high post, and then there's an entry pass, and then he's able to search for someone on a skip to the corner, for example. And I was talking to Mitchell Robinson about it with the New York Knicks, and he was saying that the scout for him as the center who's in the back seeing everything go down, he's like, most teams swing the ball, pass the ball 4 or 5 times, so you help recover a couple times. So the Raptors do it 6, 7, 8 times. They're just relentless, Leo. So it's got to be fun to watch for you down there every day.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's an old saying: if you swing the ball once, you might get a good shot. You swing it twice, you get a really good shot. You swing it 3 times, you're going to get any shot you want.
Yeah,
and they do that consistently, so it is fun, and I think it's great for. You know, I've been saying this for a while that, you know, for young kids, the game is growing by leaps and bounds, right? Everybody's watching, everybody's talking about it, and kids are playing. If you're a young player, and I don't care what sport, if you're watching this team. And you hear everything they say. Hey, who cares who starts? You know, I don't care, but this is my role. This is what it's all about, winning. Yeah, defense. So they say all the right things, right? They play the game the right way. That's what you're watching. You're watching guys sacrifice. You're watching guys do everything. So from if there was a team that we could say, hey, kids, watch.
Yeah.
Right? This is how you do it. This is the team. So it is fun for an old school guy like me. It's fun to watch. I think we're lucky that all the kids that have play sports now are watching this team and listening to all this going, you know, this is how you do it.
And
this is how you do it.
And I think it's an important distinction, Leo. It's a great point, but they actually mean what they're saying too. We know a lot of times in the media, we hear players pay us lip service. We don't care. It's about the team. Ray Tay Tay, lada, lada, lada. But like these guys actually are bought in. Like they want to see their boys be successful.
Yeah. I mean, the proof is in the championship, right? And the new guys coming in, they're looking at that too. And hey, let's not kid ourselves. Every family's got issues here and there, right?
Sure.
But the real family keeps those issues inside and you never know about it. And any issues, which I'm sure they may have had over the last year and a half, you don't know about it, and I don't know about it, because that's the way you take care of business in a family. But otherwise, everybody genuinely is saying, hey, they're in. They bought in. They understand what this is all about. They're here to win, and whatever it takes to win, you do. And that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be around and watch and see it happen and see how it impacts new guys. Everybody's in. You got to do it this way. You're just not going to be there.
Raptors and Heat tonight, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You can watch on Sportsnet 1 with pregame coverage starting at 7 o'clock. Leo Routens will be alongside Matty Devlin on the TV side, is our guest on leadoff, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So I'm not asking this to relitigate Casey Nurse, because that's obviously way in the past, and Nick Nurse has inarguably had an incredible run here so far. A championship in his first season, 73 wins against 28 losses. But this is a guy, Leo, you had the opportunity to get to know for years when he was an assistant coach. He ascends to top man on the bench. What has surprised you, if anything? What has impressed you most about this seamless transition? Because Dwayne Casey was an extremely popular figure, and there were questions from some around the decision to move on from him. Nurse has made it an easy answer for Masai Ujiri and really just generally public perception.
Well, they always say one, you can't be afraid to make a decision, and two, what are you going to base your decision on? You're going to base your decision on your knowledge, your experience, your understanding of the whole situation. And Masai Ujiri, you know, understood everything that went into this decision. He knew Nick Nurse intimately from having him on his staff and working, you know, under Dwayne Casey. He knew Dwayne Casey intimately, understood his limitations and good things and negative things. And Masai was able to make, like, I my personal opinion is that whole coaching search was for everybody else. I think Masai knew who he wanted. I think he had a lot of confidence in Nick. And I think that, you know, Nick is, one, you got to communicate, right? If you're a coach, you got to communicate. Nick is a great communicator. Two, he's a listener. I mean, you know, you again, go back to what I said earlier about family. People preach family, But family's not a dictatorship, right? You know, family, you know, you talk to each other, you listen to each other, you understand each other. You have to have empathy if you're in a family. You got to, you know, and Nick has all that. And he brings that all into his game. And like, obviously he's a great coach. And here's the big thing. He sees the game in real time. All right. He as it's happening, he's seeing everything in real time. And honestly, not all coaches do that. There's a lot of coaches that are great in preparation. There's a lot of coaches that are great breaking it down. He's great at all that, but he sees the game as it's happening and he can adjust on the fly. That's why I don't know if I've ever seen a coach more comfortable with disaster or breakdowns of, you know, players injured. This guy's not available, or we make a trade. Nothing bothers him. And I've said it before in the air, it's like a chess game for him. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Let's do this now. It's like when he played the box at one and people laughing at him, right? Why people are laughing? Because everybody's afraid to get out of the box in the NBA. Because it's a McDonald's franchise, right? All the burgers are the same. All the French fries are the same. That's what the NBA is. And it's trendy. So everybody kind of does what everybody else does. And Nick Nurse does something different. People laugh at it. But guess what? That difference, his ability to be different, not afraid to be different, gave him a championship. And to me, you know, he's just – he's fun. He's fun. He's a real guy. I mean, look at his reactions, you know, the coach's challenge, hugging people all around. You know, he's one of us. And I think people identify with that, and the players certainly do.
All right, get those dogs out for a walk and throw that mask on.
That's the plan. That's the plan right now. I'm about to freeze.